What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. Now, I wanted to share this with you. I really should have watched the full length of the podcast. But because I didn't, because it was 3 hours long and I had shit to do with my life, I missed this very, very, very valuable gem. And to me, this gem is, it's important because I want you to see the way that I see. It's a want. You know, if you guys don't see it, then the gift is in the want. The gift is in the asking. I asked. Some of you may see it and some of you may not. Here's the thing. Narcissistic behavior, and especially like I made mention in my last video, the energy is high because all the focus is on them. And that's why they try to be as controversial as possible. Tiptoeing two lines, being as dualistic as possible. Because that line, that center that they walk, gets them the most attention from both sides, negative and positive. So is it any wonder why they contradict themselves? Now there's four bullet points in this 2 minute clip. We're gonna revisit this video. So if you don't like rewinding, then I recommend you just skip this. But you're gonna miss something very valuable. So let's get into it.
I've sat in a room full of designer things and it's never made me happy. It's purely the fact that being in a relationship, it's not even that it's too hard. It's like our generation is so different now. I can't compete with it. There's like, I don't want to compete with this. Like,
compete with what?
Dating now. It's all so superficial. It's just, it's not long term.
Okay.
I mean, it's...
You disagree?
So like when you said you're going to compete, so like, what do you mean competing? Like,
well, what am I not competing against?
Against the, like, girls? Like, how are you? Like, what's competition? It's like sucking less dick?
Social media.
Social media? How? Like, you think guys care about?
Like, let's say I'm with someone and they're looking at other girls' profile. How is that not competition already? And I'm in a relationship with them.
So you want guys to not look at other women's social media profiles?
I never said that. I don't give a fuck.
So what are you saying? Because you just said that.
You've opted out of the dating pool.
Yeah.
And this is the reason why. You feel like you can't compete in it.
I feel like it's not worthy to compete in. It's not like a race I want to run in.
What would make it worthy to compete in it?
If I wanted to have a husband and a child, that would be the end goal. But I don't want any of that. So, like right now.
So your version of competing is women with more social media clout than you? That's one aspect of...
No, I don't think it has anything to do with clout. I think it's like any woman on the internet who shows their body or whatever that men might be attracted to. It's already a competition. It's like... It's just so frustrating, you
know? By looks, it's competition?
I feel like it, isn't it not? Like,
not really, because everyone is visually, I can say you're beautiful, everyone, you know, but just a man is going to love you. That's the difference. Men are visual persons, so...
Yeah, but why?
There's no way to not compete, competition. It doesn't... Women need to understand that there's no competition because women are...
Erroneous.
Men are visually, like, animals, so...
It's just going off randomly.
Sorry, guys. Okay, go ahead.
Whatever is on the Instagram.
I don't even remember the original question.
Fake.
You said you didn't want to compete with women in the modern dating place.
No, I don't want to compete in the dating world. I've tossed my towel in. Like, I'm done. Like, I don't. There's no end goal for me here.
Okay.
You're done with what exactly, though?
Like, I'm not looking. It's not even that I'm done. I'm just.
But you're still
not
having sex, right?
Yeah.
When's the last time you had sex?
Not that long ago.
Like 3 hours ago.
Like with myself or with somebody?
Somebody.
Sex requires someone.
I say like a week.
I think
and
the Virgin knows
a
that.
Half ago. It's almost been 2 weeks.
A fortnight? That's 14 days. A fortnight is 14 days.
I didn't know that. That's cool. See, I learned something new.
Something new.
Every day.
Something new. Look, your appearance on this podcast has been fruitful, I guess. Okay, so.
Appreciate that.
All right. Now that that entire.
It's like our generation is so. It's not, I've sat in a...
Now that entire segment is done, What were the four things that you spotted that contradict who and what she explained in the first segment? The first video that I made, which was an hour fucking long breakdown, that I could have used this clip to do it in less time. Notice that her energy is gone. Notice that she's focused.
In a room full of designer things, and it's never made me happy. It's purely the fact that being in a relationship, it's not even that it's too hard. It's like our generation is so different now. I can't compete with it. There's like, I don't want to compete with this. Like,
so didn't she say earlier that she wanted to compete? That she was competitive and she always needed to be on top? And now she's telling you that she does not want to compete with this? That she can't compete with it?
Like, compete with what?
Dating now. It's all so superficial. It's just, it's not long term.
Okay.
So it's superficial, says the girl who's literally dressed up as a high, for high attention as possible. Fox ears, tits hanging out, waist hanging out, booty shorts. She's complaining about the very thing that she's doing.
I mean, you disagree.
So, like, when you said you're going to compete, so, like, what do you mean competing? Like,
well, what am I not competing against?
Against the, like, girls? Like, how are you, like, what's competition? It's like sucking less dick?
Social media.
Social media? How? Like, you think guys care about...
Like, let's say I'm with someone and they're looking at other girls' profile. How is that not competition already?
So, didn't she say that her fantasy was him cheating on her? That she... Dude, there was, like, a whole fucking video where she literally sat there and said, it's not that big of a deal. It's just cheating. Like, it's a sexual fantasy. He never found out. And I try to get him to cheat on me. And now, all of a sudden, she's creating this fucking pseudo problem where it's like, it's just like destiny. He's like, oh, if they were grinding on each other, then that would be a difference. Like, doesn't your fucking wife fuck other men? Same thing with this chick. Now she's saying that, like, looking at another woman's profile is cheating. Do you see how small? Like, the act itself is not abominable. The smaller acts are abominable. That is where these people's mindsets are, that are oversexed, that are delusional. When you've come into something like money or fame or glory, you don't have enough time to build enough character to fit in to that role. That's what I've noticed about fucking success, especially our generation's success. You don't grow as a person into that fame. You just are famous, and you're supposed to be accepted. So is it any wonder why these people make stupid and childish decisions, stupid and childish acts? They believe in stupid and childish things while being as fucking bombastic as possible.
And I'm in a relationship with them.
So you want guys to not look at other women's social media profiles?
I never said that. I don't give a fuck.
So what are you saying? Because you just said that.
You've opted out of the dating pool.
Yeah.
And
it's like sucking less dick?
Social media.
Social media? How? Like, you think guys care about...
Like, let's say I'm with someone and they're looking at other girls' profile. How is that not competition already? And I'm in a relationship with them.
So you want guys to not look at other women's social media profiles?
I never said that. I don't give a fuck.
So did you hear that? Her mental frustration because she just can't figure it out? She came up to the conclusion, like, I never said that. I don't give a fuck. Her mind literally switched in a blink of an eye. If you didn't catch that.
Say I'm with someone and they're looking at other girls' profile. How is that not competition already? And I'm in a relationship with them.
So you want guys to not look at other women's social media profiles?
I never said that. I don't give a fuck.
So what are you saying? Because you just said that.
You've opted out of the dating pool.
Yeah.
And this.
So what she's saying is that If I'm dating a guy and he's looking at other girls' social media, isn't that competition? Says the girl who fucking loves competition, who's always competing, who always needs to be on top. And then the moment that he says, like, so you don't want him to look at other girls' profiles, she's like, I don't give a fuck if he does or doesn't. Do you see what I mean? Do you see how easy it is to discard why people like Destiny and her that are always on their fucking moral ground that speak their bullshit lies about how fucking happy they are in their relationship that is open-ended? How fucking miserable and mentally unstable and unhappy they are? Just imagine what fucking Andrew Tate is like. Just imagine what fucking Rolo Tomasi's like. Just imagine what Donovan Sharp is like. Just imagine what Jack Dorsey's like. Jack Dorsey? Is that his name? No, Jack Dorsey's the fucking former owner of Twitter. Whatever that Jack LaLanne, whatever the fuck that guy's name was. The guy with the fucking pepper, salt and pepper beard who takes it in the ass. Fucking Mondo Lisp. Ever notice how all these men have very, very effeminate voices? Destiny, Rolo, Donovan. Deep, sure, but their inflections, that's what gives them away. Same thing with Andrew Tate. He's got to be loud. He's got to be all this other shit. He's got to speak fast, and he's got to be as poignant as possible. That's what money does. Money will make you sharp. It will make you say as much as you want, as fast as you want, because if you get into trouble, money is your comfort zone. I know this because I've been fucking rich. And now that I have no safety blanket, I gotta be extremely careful with what I say, especially now more than ever, with this cancel culture bullshit. That's why I don't beg for money. So I don't do what fucking any other fucking content creator does, because anything given can be taken away. It's just as easy for one fan to just turn on you as it is for a dozen or 100,000 to turn on you. Rolo's vasectomy thing cost him, and he's desperately trying to recover. That's why I don't take fucking sound advice from, even though I agree with certain things, I don't take sound advice from Destiny. A man who lives outside of his morals, or excuse me, a man who lives outside of my morals is going to try to preach to me that my morals are incorrect, that I'm over the top, that I'm bombastic, yet simultaneously letting his wife fuck as many people as he fucks. Well, excuse me, he fucks men and women. He's not afraid of losing her because he can just get another her. He's rich enough to do that. He can change a woman's opinion with his money. Doesn't take much. A woman's opinion can be easily swayed if you have enough fucking cash. I learned this. And a woman will change her fucking mind on who she's hanging out with if you have enough money. What I've learned from those people, these oversexed individuals who are constantly telling you to go chase money and go chase this and go chase that, are the very same people that are servants or that are slaves to their addiction. And they don't take the time to look into the mirror because they're too busy chasing their fucking addiction. You know how long it took me to realize how much of a fucking contradictive piece of shit I was? It took me 14 fucking years. From the time I moved out of my parents' house to the time I've lived on my own, and still counting, I still look at myself in the mirror and ask myself, what can I change today? What about my opinions can I refine or change today? I used to think I was a racist piece of shit until I realized, oh, it's not the race, it's the culture. There's a certain culture in every fucking race that I just do not like. Thieving, conniving, lying. And some races have more of them than others. I know in our fucking black culture out here, we have a lot of fucking thieves and liars. And I know in the fucking Mexican community, all the fucking thieves and liars come over here. and all the smart ones stay over there. How fucked up is that? Is it any wonder why these people jump the fucking fence, come over here, and then wave the Mexican flag? Not thinking that, fuck, we just abandoned the fucking country we say that we live in. We say that we love. We say that we're from. And then they show national pride to a place that they fucking abandoned? Explain that. As much as badly as I want to go live in another country, no other country on earth will ever feel the same, will never give me the same warmth, will never feel or give me that American culture that I crave and love so much. I love this place more than anything on earth, and every state is just such a different fucking fruit. It's like oranges or apples. We'll go with apples. Every fucking state just has its unique flavor, man. And that's what I love about this country, is that you can go anywhere and just get a different fucking taste of what freedom tastes like. Out here in Vegas, you can fucking gamble, you can be a degenerate. As a matter of fact, a lot of people lose themselves because the freedom is just too fucking much. I almost did. And I realized that out here, the work ethic is unfucking parallel to any place on earth. Any place on earth. This place is constantly under repair, 24/7. People are literally working 12 to 14 hour days on a regular. It's standard to work overtime out here. It's not unheard of. It's common. So that's why there's so much success and so much wealth to be spread around here. Because this place is under constant repair. I can't tell you how many times the same location needs repair for either water, electrical, or gas. Fuck, fiber optic? I can't tell you how many fucking times we gotta rerun wire from, you know, one length of town to another. I can't tell you how many times we've had to redo the water pipe or redo the entire water system. As a matter of fact, out here on Rancho, the street called Rancho, they're doing this major reconstruction project for the water, just the piping alone, and on Cheyenne as well. It's not uncommon. But these motherfuckers have boats. They show up to their job in G-Wagons. They show up with Ford, lifted kit Silverados, fucking Hummers, Chrysler 300s are just decked the fuck out. Hellcats up the ass, fucking, my favorite is the Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo, which is hard to find out here, with the V8, supercharged. This place is just unparalleled. With the car culture and motorcycle culture out here is just another fucking world. It is hyper. But that's what the American culture brings out here, is that freedom. And this chick, I'll tell you this right now, when you're a slave to something simple as drugs, booze, sex, flirting, you're never going to get anywhere. It takes a hard fucking soul to look at yourself in the mirror and say, can I kick the addiction? This chick can't. She's a slave to it. She's stuck. That's why she can't, that's why she doesn't take the time to fucking understand her contradictions, and she's fine floating through life that way because money is her safety. Her simps will fucking back her up. The very men that she hates are the very ones that are paying her for her lifestyle and for her mental instability, for her comfort to walk through life the way that she does.
This is the reason why you feel like you can't compete in it.
I feel like it's not worthy to compete in. It's not like a race I want to run in.
What would make it worthy to compete in it?
If I wanted to have a husband and a child, that would be the end goal, but I don't want any of that, so...
So then why... Why are you fucking talking about competing and doing... Why are you even complaining about any of this? That she's complaining that this world is competitive, that the dating market is competitive, and she's like, the only reason why I would want to compete in it, the only reason why I'm complaining about it is if I wanted to compete in it, is if I wanted a husband and kids, but I don't. So then why are you complaining about it? You're unaffected by it. You're a whore on the internet who shakes ass. This is the fucking mindset that I'm telling you about narcissistic people. They just speak for the sake of speaking. They don't fucking pay attention to what they say. They don't pay attention to their fucking logic.
Oh, like right now.
So your version of competing is women with more social media clout than you? That's one aspect of...
No, I don't think it has anything to do with clout. I think it's like any woman on the internet who shows their body or whatever that men might be attracted to. It's already a competition. It's like... It's just so frustrating. You
just
know?
By looks is competition?
I feel like it, isn't it not? Like,
not really, because everyone is visually...
So she's complaining about the very fucking market that she's competing in. Now, somebody out there is going to say, oh, well, she's mentally frustrated because it's hard, and, I mean, she doesn't want to... She knows that eventually her looks are going to decline and all this other bullshit and blah, 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 blah. I don't give a fuck about that. I've empathized enough with this girl. The contradiction is very plain. It's out in the open. She's unhappy with her life because of what she has to do to make that money. And she doesn't know how to fucking word it properly. Any woman who says it depends... Understand this. That depends part, that little clause that they throw in there, they mean that if the situation does not come out in their outcome, then it's bullshit. Then it's fucked up and she doesn't want it. But if the outcome does come out in her favor, if the circumstances were different and all this other shit and the fucking heavens opened and God himself bestowed the fucking gifts of the world upon her fucking feet... Then yes. That's what fucking it depends means.
Really, I can say you're beautiful, everyone, you know, but just a man is going to love you. That's a difference. Men are visual persons, so...
Yeah, but why?
Really, because everyone...
Now, I want you to fucking pay very close attention to the Mexican chick and the American chick. By the way, they're both the same age.
It's visually... I can say you're beautiful, everyone, you know, but just a man is going to love you. That's the difference. Men are visual persons. So
yeah, but why?
There's no way to not compete. Competition. It doesn't... Women need to understand that there's no competition Arrowies! Because women are... Arrowies! Men are visually like animals, so...
It's just broken.
So it doesn't... Women need to understand that there's no competition Arrowies! Because women are...
Arrowies!
Men are visually like animals, so...
So she understands this logic, and to her it's very basic. Men are visual creatures, and she knows this because she was a winner of the Miss Pageant in Mexico. She was a 2-time winner of the Miss Pageant in Mexico. So she knows what it is that men are looking for. The girl literally is a 10 in my eyes. I'm not a big fan of fucking Mexican chicks, but in my eyes, I mean, she's a 10. She's a hard-working blue-collar woman who wouldn't shake her ass. And she knows very simple basic logic that men are very simple creatures, and they judge a woman by how she looks. And the other chick, the chick in blue, was bringing up all this bullshit, the statistics and all this drama and the fucking media and social media and these challenges and these fucking competitive natures and all this other shit. I'm sure there's girls in fucking Mexico that think that too, but those things only fucking matter, that culture only matters to people that are chasing fame and money. That's why they don't like competition. That's why they don't like that fucking sphere. But guess what? That's what that sphere is all about. And didn't she say so herself? She liked fucking competition. She always needed to be on top. Where's her fucking energy at now? All that shit she said about she loves men, and now all of a sudden she's like, I don't give a fuck about men. I don't want to date. I don't want to do this. Where's her dating fucking strategy at now? This is what I mean. When you sit down long enough with a narcissist, you're gonna be able to spot them like a hawk, because the mask has finally slipped, and she doesn't realize it. She got everyone to, and even except for the girl in the blonde and the guy in the suit and maybe the Mexican chick. She got everybody else to fall for her bullshit. Everybody else is buying into her fucking her hyper characteristic. They were hypnotized by it, and now that it's gone, they're still coping with her and for her. A person who is genuinely excited about life is non-stop happy. Because they can't help but feel excited for the good shit that they're going to do to people. But now that all that excitement's gone, now that all that fucking attention is no longer fucking valid, look at her behavior. Look at her demeanor. Now that you're going to ask to open up her brain and see what's inside, there's nothing there. She's wise in areas. She's wise in stupidity. Internet clout to me means nothing. If you can't conduct yourself as a decent human being, as a decent woman, what good is internet clout?
So
it's just going off randomly.
Sorry, guys. I had to. Okay, go ahead.
Whatever is on the Instagram.
I don't even remember the original question.
Fake.
You said you didn't want to compete with women in the modern dating place.
No, I don't want to compete in the dating world. There's right. I've tossed my towel in, like, I'm done. Like,
says the girl who said she wanted to date a reg, right?
I don't. There's no end goal for me here.
Okay.
You're done with what exactly, though?
Like, I'm not looking. It's not even that I'm done. I'm just not
But you're
not
still
even
having
looking.
Sex, right?
Yeah.
When's the last time you had sex?
So didn't she say that she was fucking looking for a reg? In the beginning of the show, she was on a dating app. Didn't she say that? And now this guy's like, did you have sex? And watch.
I don't. There's no end goal for me here.
Okay.
You're done with what exactly, though?
Like,
I'm not looking.
It's not even that I'm done. I'm just
But you're
not
still
even
having
looking.
Sex, right?
Yeah.
When's the last time you had sex?
Not that long ago.
Like 3 hours ago?
Like with myself or with somebody?
Somebody.
Yeah. There's no fucking sex with yourself, stupid.
Sex requires someone.
I say like a week. I think even the virgin knows that. Half ago, it's almost been 2 weeks.
A fortnight? That's 14 days.
At age 24, she's done with dating. But had sex 2 weeks ago. We all know this is bullshit. We all know she's going to cave in and go back to the streets. What bothers me isn't that. What bothers me isn't what she said. What bothers me is that she's disingenuous. She's playing everybody at the fucking table. I can understand if it was a man who was dating for 5 fucking years and came across the exact same characteristics and just said, fuck it. This girl's not doing that. This girl is saying, I'm done with dating. only because it doesn't benefit me. For the moment. Give it time. She'll fucking backpedal. She'll come right the fuck back. Sit and think about this. I played the entirety of the video so that you yourself can see these things. I need you to pay very close attention to the people that you're talking to now. As a matter of fact, start watching some of the fucking podcasts that you despise or that you find entertaining. And listen to those people. Listen to them contradict themselves. You have to watch a few of these podcasts in order to understand who they are. Because out of those 2 hours of podcasting, you're going to find 90 seconds of gold. You'll understand who those people are. And once you've got enough repetitions in your system, you'll eventually start to understand characteristics. Certain character developments, certain character lacking skills. You'll understand where certain things come from, why certain things are being said. This is why I can't stand this girl. It's because she's everything that I try to fucking stay away from, and it seems to be multiplying. In any case, guard your heart.